Hello.
Yeah, hi, this is Chaya from the Home Care Agency. We got disconnected.
Yes.
Okay, give me just 1 second. I'm all set. Let me just see if there's an enrollment specialist available, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so Ruth is available to take your call. I'm going to go ahead and transfer you right over, okay?
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Have a great day.
You too. Bye.
Family First, Ruth speaking.
Hi, this is Mikhail Hill.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing well. And yourself?
I'm good, thank you. So I believe you called in inquiring about the home care?
Yes.
Okay. Are you the client or are you the aide?
I'm the aide.
You're the aide. Okay. Not a problem. So I'm going to explain to you how the intake process goes. You know, do you have any questions first or you want to hear what the process is like?
No, you can go ahead and ask questions after.
Okay, not a problem. So how it works is that in order for us to start a case, we need two things done. Number one is that we need you, the caregiver, to be active. It's a pretty simple sign-up process. I'll get to that in a minute. And then the second part is that we need to get the authorization from the patient's insurance company. Okay, once we have these two things done, we can actually start.
Yes.
Okay. Now, for the application process, so what we will need is I'll send you a few links that you need to complete. So it's a total of 4 links. You know, very simple, just, you know, the basic application, the I-9W-4, direct deposit forms, all of that. You'll need to get a TB test done, unless you had one done within the last year. Did you?
Possibly. I'm not sure. I would have to check.
Okay. So if you have results of a TB test done within the last year, then you can send that. If not, you know, we can help you with it, you know, to schedule it if you'd like, and we can cover the cost.
Okay.
We'll need IDs sent. And for the last thing is that we'll need a proof that you've been living in Pennsylvania for 2 years. I say the easiest is just to check when your ID was issued. If it was issued 2 years or more ago, then that's perfect. If not, it could be an old ID, it could be a bill, a bank statement, anything that has, you know, any letter, anything that has your name and an address 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think you have anything like that?
Okay. Yeah, I might can give you a lease to my apartment.
Oh, okay. That sounds perfect. As long as it has your name, the address, and date of at least 2 years back.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So I'm going to send that everything to you. Is it okay if I text you all the information?
Yes, it's fine.
Okay. Sure. So I'm going to send you a text message. Let me just confirm your phone number is... 267-424-0546?
Yes.
Okay. Now, as for the IDs, which form of IDs do you have? You have a driver's license?
Yes.
Okay. What about a social? You have that as well?
Yes.
Okay. So we'll need a picture of both of these. You can just send me a picture of both these documents. You can reply to my text message and just send that there. Okay.
Okay, yep.
And then you can, you know, check if you have a copy of your TB test. If not, just let me know and, you know, we'll take it from there.
Okay.
Okay, do you have any questions?
No, not really. I've been through this process before. I've did home care. I was a caregiver for about 2 years at a different agency, so I went through this process.
Oh, okay,
process
that's nice. Yeah, so you know what it is about.
Yeah, and I already spoke with the coordinator, and I gave her number and name. I think your colleague sent her a text message with some information, and
okay.
She'll be calling you guys back later today or tomorrow, I think. I'm not sure, but
okay,
she knows about it, yeah.
Okay, that sounds perfect. Okay, amazing. Great. So I'm going to send you all of that. If you have any questions, just give me a call or a text. Okay?
Okay, I got you. Your name was?
My name is Ruth.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you for all the information, Ruth. I appreciate it.
My pleasure. Have a good day. Bye.
You too. Bye.